That was Kenny last night screaming, no and no. Watching Wallman score, watching Wallman exit the zone with speed and precision passing. Who's your Wallman? David, the ticket text.
Adam Oates.
Excuse me. Noted graduate of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, RPI. It's in my hometown. They were in the 85 Frozen Four. Okay. The goalie was Darren Poopa.
Wait,
former
what is it
Lightning.
Again?
RPI.
Rensselaer?
Yeah, it's for all the kids who can't get into MIT. It's an engineering school. It's like super, super expensive, and it's in my dump of a town. It's a very weird thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing for them because they can buy up all the real estate from all the blighted housing.
Okay.
Yeah, they basically.
It's like Michigan State's football field.
Now, that's him. David just turning up sensual music for reason.
Well, David's just been on one with me all day, so I won't even get into it. So,
are mommy and daddy fighting here? What's going on?
We're not.
No, he just basically said, "Next, move along."
All right, I'm going to hear more about this in the break because I'm kind of excited. Maybe. Go ahead.
Someone says Keon Coleman transferring to Florida State and scoring 3 touchdowns against LSU on opening night. Can't believe that happened.
That's a Wallman, but I think there's going to be Wallmans everywhere in college football and basketball. It's different. You don't even get a say anymore. The Wings had to willfully package Wallman up.
Yeah, the only thing that helped me with the Keon Coleman was like, well, at least we got the other side with K-9. So, yeah, that worked, I guess.
But what if we balanced had out? Them both?
They did.
Oh, no, I mean forever.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Joe in Mount Clemens says, Patricia and Quinn, when they traded away Quandre Diggs and then he became a Pro Bowler that year, that angered me.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one. Darius Slay, after Patricia told him to start hanging off a dude's ding-ding in a team meeting.
Yeah.
Whoops. Sorry.
And then ended up being the assistant coach for that same team.
That had to be very awkward.
Someone says, Sue, the fact that the Lions couldn't keep him is disgusting.
I disagree.
No, because he didn't want to be here from the jump. Like, he was already trying to see, well, okay, so in 4 years, you don't really have to give me that fifth-year option. I can leave. I'm good.
You got to remember, it nailed it right there. Remember the day he signed. Wasn't it his sister saying, we like the contract because it gets him to free agency faster?
Yep.
Then they couldn't find him at the combine the year before. And my dumbass is on the air going, guys, he's gone. I don't even know what we're talking about. We're going to have to take a D tackle. Was Aaron Donald one of the people we wanted? Yes. I liked Aaron Donald. I like Zach Martin. They went with Eric Ebron. Okay, so, Wallman, let's get to the people, shall we? Matt, 97.1. Matty, what's going on, pal?
What's up, Mike? You just stole my
what is going on?
Okay.
What did I do?
Because you mentioned Aaron Donald. I was going to say him, but that's okay because I have backups.
Okay.
Let's go for the Pistons. In 03, when they drafted that idiot Darko, they could have took Carmelo, they could have took Dwayne Wade, or...
Chris Bosh.
Chris Bosh. What was it? There was another one, I can't think of it. They could have took, they could have took Draymond Green, they could have took Jokic in 14.
All right. Well, there's always going to be those. But the Darko one, the difference is it's not the 30th pick.
Yeah.
You had the number 2 pick. True. You had your pick of the litter of the players who went 3, 4, 5. That one sticks. And it altered the course of the franchise. It was really no different than when the Celtics took Lenny Bias and he, you know, blew up his whole heart with cocaine. It's just... The Celtics? The Celtics were not the same because Bird and McHale and Parrish had to play a ton of minutes. Darko, while he didn't die, was useless.
Right. I've just never heard Lynn Bias put that way before.
And the Lions could have took Odell Beckham or, you know, Aaron Donald. But I'm with Kenny. I was watching the game last night. Every time I saw Wallman, it was like him just saying F you for – like trading him away. Now he's showing you what he's actually worth. It is the stupidest decision to give him away.
I think the problem too is, and Matt, we'll never get the full story, but okay, well, I'm sorry. Was this guy like Aaron Hernandez behind the scenes?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? When you're that type of player, good teams don't really bring you into cup runs. So there's a disconnect here.
And Matt, I would say, I don't even think it was like an F you. I think he's just out there living his best life and doesn't even think about Detroit anymore.
You're right. It wasn't an F you. It was more of like, oh, okay, you traded me. Well, take a look at this. Yep. Goal. Now we're in overtime. I just won the game.
Yeah.
Anyways, happy Friday the 13th, guys.
Yeah, Matty, appreciate it, brother. Look, I get why Kenny's super bothered by Wallman. I do, and it's fresh. And when your team's not having success, it makes it more difficult. Look, the reason I'm okay, I'll never be okay until Max Clark comes here and turns into Mike Trout, but I'm okay because the Tigers are really good. I do laugh to myself, though. Oh, we got to get a right-handed bat. I'm like, yeah. How about one with 14 homers and 13 steals on June 13th?
Oh, okay. Boy.
But nice. The Tigers are good, so it's I can make sense of it. For Kenny, the Wings aren't good. And the defense, think about this. They paid to have Wallman leave and went on to have the worst penalty kill in the history of the sport and had a defensive core that never could get out of its own end. Yeah. To where Kenny will come on the air, hot dog shirt or not, and say, well, Mo Sider's got to play the most difficult minutes because he's always stuck in his own end. Who would have helped you get out of your own end? Wallman. That's why Kenny's getting it at every turn.
Oh, no. It's like whenever I see, Langford and he gets some type of highlight and I immediately think, well, wonder if Mike saw that.
I do. I have alerts.
So no, I
because I have a bit with Kenny where I text him anytime Langford does something good.
I totally understand it. So no, we all have that player. You're like, yeah, I know that upsets him.
I know. So. And look, the Jordan Davis thing for you was never going to be flashy. And that's where you were always going to have a hard time winning arguments with callers. But the reality is, what was the Lions' biggest need the last two seasons?
Yeah.
A true space eater to line up next to Aleem McNeil. Here's what's interesting. What did you use a first-round pick on this year?
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, I remember Cookies. He's just a nose tackle. That's it. Like, he's more than that, Cookies. This is the guy that can just anchor a line. No, we could do better than that. All right. And it's the ironic thing, that's what you took this year in the draft. I'm like, or you could have had a better version already there.
We're going to root for the best.
It would have been him and Aiden coming in at the exact same time.
That sounds really fun. Oh, well. All right. But again, at least they're good. You can work your way around it when they're good. Kenny can't work. The Wallman thing for Kenny is like a spike strip on the road. You can't work your way around it. Tires gone. Every time he watches Wallman, spike strip. At least with the Lions and Tigers, you and I can get over it.
Yeah.
Teams are good, man. Just wish Wyatt was here. All right, let's go to the people. We'll go to Mike 97.1. Mikey, what's up, pal?
Happy Friday, fellas. How's it going?
Great, Mike.
So the two, the first one I had, Corey actually took it first caller, but it was Max Scherzer.
Mm-hmm.
I remember at that point, man, I was young watching the Tigers. And at that point, it was, the guys on your team, they were going to be there till you retire. And it was heartbreaking, to see to see one of your favorite players leave at a young age and kind of, I'd say, ruin my innocence as a sports fan. But then the second one I had, it was Josh Jackson going to Kansas. Yeah, big Spartan basketball fan. Oh, and I really thought he was going to come and stay. And oh, man.
Do you remember, though?
On a young Michael, too.
I remember this, Mike. And look, I don't know if Rico will remember this. I remember calling Rico in another life, and I'm going, this kid's transferring to Napa to play high school basketball? I go, they don't even have schools in Napa Valley. And Rico's one-word response to me, Mike, Apple.
Yeah.
It was all the mom. Mm-hmm. It was all – that was a circus of a recruitment.
Oh, I remember that one vividly.
Apple.
I remember waking up to 1,000 mentions on my Twitter feed of something I put out, and I woke up the next morning and mom went ballistic and had all her minions come after me.
But here's the thing, Mike, the one way it's like Cliff Alexander, another legendary recruit that didn't happen. They didn't really go on to do anything. Like Jackson was one of the worst NBA picks of the decade. He was terrible. So I
know that's true. I remember watching Kansas play when he was his freshman year there. And I mean, he was a nice player and all, but when he ended up getting to the league, I mean, what? He played in Detroit for what? A 10-day contract? They signed him for a year?
Yeah, about 5 minutes.
Because Mike, he was supposed to come in that class with Bridges and Cassius and Nick Ward and all that. He was the fifth member of that class. Never happened.
I'm trying to think of the recruit you missed that, like, for State, the one that got away is always going to be Mike Hart. Mike Hart, see, Michigan fans probably don't remember, the young ones don't remember this. Mike Hart was out here to go to Michigan State, and it was either a camp or whatever. And on a lark, they drove back from upstate New York, dropped off his tapes in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, no, they were leaving, and it was just like, well, it's just right up the road. Let's just, while we're here.
And that's the one that got away. Because Mike Hart was a high school legend in upstate New York. His highlight tape, he had some of the most ridiculous runs in the Carrier Dome, like in the state title game. Mike Hart was, like, legit. But Michigan, you know, again, Mike Hart was like a three-star. So Michigan was probably off recruiting, like, Kelly Baraka Jr. Well, all of a sudden, you drop off the tapes. Mm-hmm. That could be a one that got away. Because he ended up being a really good football player.
Well, I know Riggers, Michigan-wise, Riggers is still like, man, if that damn rollover accident never happened, we would have had the Flintstones. That's his thing. He will go to his grave believing that. Michigan would have had the Flintstones if the rollover never happened.
Is he right? I'm asking.
He could have been right.
Okay.
He could have been right, yeah.
Instead, he got Kevin Gaines wrestling on the lodge. One of the wildest headlines ever. Wasn't it like a wrestling match outside of a car on the lodge?
Okay, what knowledge do you just not retain? Like,
Rico, I've been here my whole adult life. This is what I do.
I understand, but it's just like, what are the things that just don't make it past the gatekeeping in your mind?
A lot.
Kevin Gaines. No, it's true. But it's like, wait, you held on to that?
I got lots of, sure.
But there's something sitting there beyond the velvet rope like, Mike, let us in. No, I got to hold on to this Kevin Gaines memory.
Yesterday, I gave you a Robert Newkirk throwing a student into a dumpster at State.
But no.
Kenny, we recruited some bad boys under Saban.
But yeah, Josh Jackson, I think the only one I said you probably dodged would have been Bates. Remember, he committed.
Imani Bates. Oh, boy. Hate to see it. All right, listen. We'll get to more of your calls. This is a hit. The Wallman Chronicles, 97.1.